Welcome to the Healthy Church Grow Show podcast, specially for leaders in the church and their teams. Anything healthy will grow if it's given the right circumstances. Church should be an agent for positive action and change. Local churches, no matter their denomination, should be conduits for that change. With that in mind, you'll hear me, fellow ministers and other experts in their field share practical, usable insights to help you accomplish better sustainable outcomes. The subjects will include growth strategies, leadership, retention, organizational development, and so much more. I'm your host, Minister Madge Abasaki. I'm the director of Grow the Church Now. I'm a church consultant and an author. I'm also known as the Healthy Church Growth Advocate because it's my passion to see the global church grow in sustainable ways. Welcome to episode 46 of the Healthy Church Grow Show podcast. This week, you'll hear my conversation with the Right Reverend Dr. Bishop Rose Hudson Wilkin, who is the Bishop of Dover in the UK. We'll be talking about pastoral care, including who ministers to the minister. As she says in this episode, if a leader's not looking after themselves, it's difficult for them to look after anyone else. So we'll be discussing the practical ways you can ensure your own mental well-being and needs are met so that you can better serve others. Now, Bishop Rose is the first Black female bishop to be ordained in the Church of England. I've personally known her since 2013 because back then I ran an entertainment business which supplied music acts for events. I was approached by a society client to provide a choir for their wedding. That wedding was officiated by Bishop Rose. She later agreed to become my short-term placement supervisor with the Church of England in connection with my university studies in ministerial theology. So I approached Bishop Rose about pastoral care because I have been a beneficiary of her wise counsel, and I've also observed from afar her pastoral care for others, including members of Parliament. I hope this episode will help you if you're challenged by the myriad of issues and challenges during this pandemic. Just before we go to my conversation with Bishop Rose, just to let you know that we're celebrating 1 year since the podcast started on Monday, the 26th of April. I'm first and foremost so grateful for God's grace. I also want to thank all who have supported this podcast, sent words of encouragement, or contributed to any of the episodes. I appreciate you all. Thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you and thank you so much. And now, on to my conversation with Bishop Rose Hudson Wilkin. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Healthy Church Grow Show podcast. And I am really honored and delighted to speak to somebody who I actually know, known for a few years, and was very, very kind to take me on as a very short-term placement under the Church of England. I want to introduce you to the Right Reverend Dr. Rose Hudson Wilkin, who's actually the Bishop of Dover. Bishop, how are you?
Hello, it's good to be reconnected with you again. I'm very well. God is good.
All the time, all the time. And it's really delightful to speak to you about a subject that is very relevant at the moment, because we are still, I say, in the middle of a pandemic. We don't know what stage we're in, actually, but, you know, it's global and we're in a pandemic, and that's raised a lot of issues and challenges in society. So we're going to be talking about pastoral care, and we want to know what that is. We also want to know whether there are any steps that the leaders that listen to this podcast can take. So First of all, Reverend, what sort of challenges are being faced by clergy, leaders in your denomination, for instance, at the moment?
I think the challenges in our denomination isn't just restricted to our denominations, indeed, and many who exercise leadership within the church are facing exactly the same challenges. We are still in the middle of a pandemic, realistically, and one of the main challenges that this has brought about is the around relationships. How do we continue relationships? How do we care for those? I mean, during the early stages of lockdown, many people were very upset that their churches were closed. And I can be very honest with you that although I missed not going into a building, I was not exercised by that at all. What pained me the most were the people who were ill, being taken into hospitals, not being able to have family members with them, people who were dying without their families with them, people who were left at home wondering what's happening to their loved ones. Of course, the nurses and the medical teams in hospitals, they worked so hard and may not have always been able to hold up an iPod or something or iPad for others to be able to see their loved ones. So there was so much emotional, and actually more than emotional, real physical pain being endured for not being able to be with loved ones. Grandparents in care homes as well, either not, being away from their partners, their children, their grandchildren. That for me was the most painful of experience. I had a priest who was hospitalized, and I was just desperate. I wanted to get to him. And then I was told by the first hospital, sorry, no visitors allowed. I'm so grateful that when he was moved to another hospital, that the hospital chaplain there spoke to their authorities and said, yes, come. And I was in my car and down there as quick as I could be, just to be with him. And sadly, while he was there too, his wife died.
Oh
And
God.
I
Oh
was
my
just
God.
I was in tears. I just had to get there and be with him. And to be honest with you, I had on all the gears. And although they say you don't touch, I'm sorry. That was a hug was needed to be held, to hold this person, to reassure them, to pray with them. So for me, that was the greatest challenge, being able to respond, knowing what the needs are. And actually, I think if you are in tune with your congregation, if you're in tune with your community as a Christian leader, then you ought to know where those pain points are and to be there. And when you can't be there, to weep with them, which is what I did, to weep with them and also just to hold them up in prayer.
Yeah, it's a such a difficult time. I actually know three leaders in the church who have had COVID, one of which is going through the long COVID syndrome, which is almost like a new disease, if you like, or condition, medical condition. And I've had people closer to me pass away as well. So I am completely
So sorry,
relating
yeah.
to what you're saying. So we're talking about leaders and how they deal with these situations, and you've mentioned a few circumstances there. Now, you are in charge, you're the Bishop of Dover, and for anybody listening to this podcast, the if I can compare it to perhaps America, where you've got, say, the state of Florida,
Kent isn't as big as Florida. However, if we compare it to that, it's that's the sort of
it's range. A large area.
It's,
yes,
it's a very, very large area. Yeah. And covers a great depth of, you know, there's deprivation, but there's also wealth in Kent. It covers everything. So
it is rural, it is city, it is absolutely town, it is, I mean, universities.
Absolutely.
It's, yes,
yeah. It's everything. And so you've got all those, I wouldn't say challenges, but those situations to deal with. So you have clergy in parts of Kent that you yes. are overall in charge of.
Yes, yes.
Now, how do you ensure that they receive the type of care, the type of counselling, which we actually call pastoral care, to be able to cope with the sorts of situations you mentioned?
Yes. And again, it comes back to building relationships, because when you are sitting in an office, so to speak, and people are out there on the ground, you need to find a way of being able to relate to them. So I can only tell you how I work. And one of the things that I do is, you know, of course, during the pandemic, you can't just turn up at someone's house. Or at their church, so to speak. So the phone calls, the checking, you know, saying, I'm touching base with you. How are you doing? Or the emails, or I also have been, which was started during the pandemic, and in conversation with. So once per month, I meet twice with on Zoom, where people can come in and be in conversation with me. And, you know, all together. And if there are people wanting one-to-one, they can have one-to-one. So it's about being available to your flock and being aware, knowing what is happening, taking soundings. We have archdeacons as well. Archdeacons are in charge of a smaller geographical area. And they, I'm in touch with them. So if there's anything happening, you know, on their patch, they will let me know, and I can follow up through. So it's putting in place mechanisms at all times that enable you to know those who are in anguish of any sort. And for some, it, you know, it was the difficulty of managing funerals where people had committed suicide, or you know, it might be an illness or whatever it is. It's, you know, staying in touch and being in tune and knowing where your people are and what they're experiencing.
But you know, you say that, but I knew you. I sent you a message and said I'd really love you to talk about pastoral care, and I'll tell you why I thought had you in mind for this. And obviously I had to go through your team. You have a team of people. And it's taken a while to arrange this because you're a very, very busy woman. So how do you juggle all those balls? Because you were just talking about a Zoom meeting with other clergy and sharing ideas, and then supporting the archdeacons who have their own areas of responsibility. Obviously, they're under your diocese, but they have their own areas of. So how do you manage that time? And time for yourself and balancing family yes. life and everything else.
Yes, that is a real challenge. And it is a real challenge because if we who are caring for others do not take the space and the time to care for ourselves, then we end up in trouble. And we're of no use to them. I have someone who manages my diary. And this is the first time in my life that I'm having someone else manage my diary. I've always, you know, someone phone and I say, give me a date. I look at the diary. I say, yes, let's do it.
I remember.
Yes, yes. But now someone else manages the diary. And thankfully, she does it with prayer as well. And that's important, you know, so she can say, Bishop, I'm really making sure that nothing cuts into this day. This is your day off, Bishop. You must take it. And occasionally something really, you know, comes up, then I say to her, well, you know, I'm sorry, I know it's my day off, but I must handle this. But otherwise, she does guard the days off and the time, the quiet times, etc. And that really does help. I deeply, deeply appreciate the way, because in effect, she is taking care of me. And that is important. So you have to have your eyes open. A wise elderly priest once said to me at the very start of my ministry, God does not call you to something, and in particular like family, and then calls you to something else in terms of another vocation that destroys what was given to you before. And that's really stayed with me. And so I know that my family life, my children, my husband, other extended family are to be cared for and loved, and time given to them too. So you balance it by the grace of God. It's balanced.
By God's grace. And I mentioned earlier, the reason I approached you about a pastoral care is because I saw firsthand, you didn't know this, but I benefited from your pastoral care. And you're thinking, what did I say? You were very helpful in a lot of ways. And I shared some things on you, and you had some quiet and calm words, which were really helpful. I also watched you. We were in there. You invited me to a service at the House of Commons, the Palace of Westminster. A very short service. I think it was no more than 40 minutes or something. And I watched you counsel, and I knew it was kind of advice, guidance, counselling to some of the members of Parliament that were present there. And obviously you've been a chaplain to the Speaker, and even Her Majesty the Queen as well. So I know that goes on, and I could see that. So that's why I wanted to reach out to you. So I want to put it out there. That's why I'm so honoured you gave me the time. And Bishop, so who ministers to you, Minister?
One of the things that we have to do is not just assume that it will happen. And so we have to deliberately find the people and sometimes the place where we can be. You know, we're told in scripture that Jesus went off early in the morning to be in a space, a quiet place where he could pray. And we're told, for example, when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, that he took certain disciples with him. So in the same way, I have my spiritual director, who I meet with on a regular occasion, and where we can just be together, where we can pray together, where she can minister to me, as it were, and we can allow the Spirit of God to speak to us. So those have got to be fitted into the diary as well, and the time for a retreat, that has also got to be fitted into the diary and given equal importance to any other meeting. So I guess what I'm saying is we have to be intentional.
Very, very intentional. But what is the spiritual director for people that aren't familiar with that term?
A spiritual director is someone who guides you, someone who listens to you, someone who advises, and someone who prays for you. You know, so this is the person who has your back, as it were, someone who will listen to you and then commit what you have shared with them in prayer, someone who will guide you and perhaps, you know, who will say to you, I think this is the book to be reading at this time with this challenge that you are facing, or this is the passage of scripture that will speak to you and just to hold you in prayer. Yes.
Amen. Your team are great because they gave me 20 minutes with you and that's up. But I just appreciate you so much and your willingness to speak to me on this podcast. And I know that leaders will benefit from your words of wisdom, your insights and your experience as well. Bishop, I'd like to say thank you so much and God bless and keep you as well.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure reacquainting with you and partnering with you on this. And I do hope that those listening will make the time not only to care for others, but to care for themselves. I'm always reminded of that passage of scripture. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yeah. So God wants us to care for ourselves because it is only from that place that we are able to give out to others.
Amen. Amen to that. Thank you so, so much.
Bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Healthy Church Grow Show. If you found this beneficial, do make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a future episode. Don't forget, join me and my guests every Monday for another practical episode of the Healthy Church Grow Show podcast.